This is Lori Prox here with Jamie Winchester, and it's time for a little bit of good news, and Jamie has some for us, and it's something people know about, but it's surprising. A lot of people are not quite aware of a mammary yet, and you're always enrolling new people. So, you know, it's kind of when you buy a VW bug, then you see them everywhere, right? So when you have a kid, then you start looking for opportunities. But before you have a kid, you have no idea that you need books and all of these things. So you guys are always trying to get a hold of folks who are looking for books for their children.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us here. We're talking about Imagination Library, and it offers free books to every child in Valdez between the ages of 0 and 5. And that's the only requirement is that you live in Valdez, and will send you.
It's not a one time.
No, this is every month in the mail, you get a new book for your child. And it's actually based on the age from 0 to 5. The new babies will get board books with bright colors, and they move through. In year 2, you'll get books about self-help and how to help yourself get dressed. And it goes all the way up to year 5, getting you ready for school. So they actually gear them to the exact age every month.
And this is a free program, there is no financial
need. Absolutely free for every family that's enrolled. All you need to do is go on our website, which is imaginationlibrary.com, and register there. You can pick up enrollment forms at the nurse's station at the hospital, at the library, at the student resource center in the elementary school, or at the public health center over next to the doctor's office, and you can do a paper enrollment form there and also return the form there. So it's pretty easy to get enrolled anywhere.
And it's free for people who enroll, but there is a cost to providing the service, but it's incredibly low.
It is. It's $30 a year for each child that we have enrolled. So to get each book, the board books through the big kid books to them every month, it's about $2.10 a month per child. So it works out for our program cost about $30 a year.
And there is no financial, anyone can apply for this, but if a family said, hey, I want to do this, and why don't I support it? They can
absolutely. We're
them.
Always, you'll see us out. Sometimes we do bake sales at the post office, and we do other small events like that. We have huge sponsorship and support from City of Valdez, United Way, and many of the area businesses support us monetarily. And a lot of them will support, you know, maybe 10 kids at a time and base it on that. We have a lot of those types of sponsorships, and we really thank everybody in town for being so supportive of us. And if anybody else wants to donate, they are welcome to do so. You can talk to one of our board members.
Tell us who's on the board.
We have Barb Bryson is our president. Kim Michaud is our vice president. We have Kelly Remy, who works over at the school these days. And Jocelyn Gein, you'll see around town. She does a lot with Girl Scouts these days.
I see her a lot.
Myself. And I'm doing the enrollment. Let's see. We have Megan Craig. And anybody can help you out with it and get you in touch. If there's somebody else on the board that you need to talk to, we're always happy to help. We can also always use more help on the board. So if anyone wants to get involved, maybe you don't have the monetary assistance.
But
yeah, absolutely. We can always use extra hands. We like to get out and do events. We go read to the kids and things like that. And if you'd like to donate, you can do it through that website at imaginationlibrary.com. You can send things through the mail. We're P.O. Box 3473. Or like I said, you can just hand us money.
And this is good news. We like to get behind the scenes. So this was originally started, this program, by Dolly Parton. Can you give us
this
a little history on Imagination Library?
Yeah, Dolly grew up very, very poor, and she didn't have books. She had one book growing up. And she wants every child to have books around the home, because the studies have shown that the more books that are around a home and books in hand in these children, the more likely they'll be read to. And the more kids are read to before they start school, the more ready they are for school. So
now,
it's a very personal
cause. Now, how
many
kids are in the program here in Valdez?
Right now, we have 214 kids.
Get out!
Isn't that amazing?
You have 214 kids?
Who knew we had 214 0 to 5-year-olds? But we know that
That's
there's
good
more.
Information for the school district.
Yeah.
To know how many kids are coming up.
Yeah, and if there's anybody who's not included, we're always looking for new kids. If you just moved to town, or if you just haven't heard of us before, please get your kids enrolled. We love to get as many as we can. We want to get 100% of kids enrolled.
And this organization is getting a little bit of public funding, but you're all volunteer staff.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone on the board, we don't pay ourselves. We barely ever get.
Well, tell us a little bit about why you do this.
I do this because I love that the program reaches every child. It doesn't matter. You don't have all these requirements. You don't have to fill out financial forms. And it means that if you have a child in the program from 0 to 5, they'll have the same library at home as everybody else. You start kindergarten and you can have 60 books, the same as every other kindergartner if they were also in the program. So everybody starts on that level playing field.
And this program, it's been maybe going about 5 years?
We're on our third year now in Valdez. It's been going, I believe Dolly started her program in 1998.
Now, are we starting to see some benefits from this? Kids who are going to kindergarten, they are, you know, they're going to their first day of class and say, yeah, I read that book.
You know, my daughter is actually in the co-op preschool and they have a lot of the books in their library that are from Imagination Library. So I know she knows what's coming up in those books because she has them memorized at home. And a lot of the other kids are the same because they get to hear those books and they get that type of a benefit that they know what's going on. They feel a little more grounded.
Long-term studies on in areas where they've done this program for a
long
time?
There was actually a study in Alaska in 2009. It was before we started our program, but it was Nome and one other community. I don't remember which, but they did a couple surveys at different points in the program, and it did show that the parents were reading more to their kids. And basically, that reading more to your kids will help them. Just overall, there's tons of studies that show that the more you read to your kid, the more likely they are to succeed in school.
All right. Well, now, how do the logistics of this work? Are these mailed from another location directly to the folks?
Yes, exactly. They are. Dolly does everything in Tennessee. She has her nonprofit is set up in Tennessee, and they are incredible about managing the logistics of this because there's almost 1 million children enrolled. I think they're over 800,000 nationally and internationally enrolled in the program, and they do all the book mailings centrally. So myself as enrollment officer, I put the kids in our system, but then the really hard work starts over at the headquarters of the nonprofit in Tennessee. So they get to do all that, and the books go directly from Tennessee to every child's mailbox.
So that's exciting in and of itself, that there's a package in the mail.
Oh, every month. It's great. And they get to go to the post office and stand in line and get their treat and their book. And it's fantastic for the kids.
All right. Well, 214 kids enrolled in Imagination Library. And you're here on the air saying, hey, we'll take some more. So I
absolutely
put a plug in
please,
for
please.
If you enroll, definitely enroll. But also take advantage of the opportunity to give back and donate $30 if you can for a
Yeah, if you see us around or if you're interested, definitely get in touch with us. We have a Facebook page as well. Just search for Valdez Imagination Library and we'll get back to you.
Do you have a lot of private donors?
We do. And it's interesting. We do a float every year for Gold Rush Days and we'll have people walk up to us and hand us $20 when we're walking down the street in the parade. It's fantastic and everybody is starting to know what the program is and really, I think, appreciates that we're around.
Well, so and are we other areas doing? I know, of course, you have the benefit of having some retired teachers, librarian.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Barb, she did a wonderful job with my kids at the library at Herman Hutchins. And so now Valdez hasn't lost that. They're doing some walks in the park and reading events.
Yeah, we do.
Are those ideas that come from the national headquarters, or are these just things Valdez is doing?
We get those. That's called story tracks, and we set up these walks through the park. It's big printed pages from different storybooks, and you walk around, and a lot of them are really active. So as you walk through, you read the story, and you do the activities from each page. And those are from our Anchorage supporters. Best Beginnings does a lot of early childhood development in Alaska, and they help us out with some of those programming events, and they're really great support.
All right, so look for those. They're usually sponsored by Valdez Imagination Library, and who knows? Maybe your next event will be during Winter Carnival or something. Who knows?
Yeah, we're planning right now. We're thinking we're going to do a booth at the craft fairs and maybe do a hot chocolate bar. So We'll get everybody's crafts nice and messy with hot chocolate. I didn't say that on air.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for your time on
this program. Thank you for having me.
And all the other volunteers. I think there's been several over the course of the 3 years. It kind of cycles through, but nice to have those base folks that really, really believe in
this. Oh, it's fantastic having everybody help.
All right. And give us that website address one more time.
ImaginationLibrary.com.
And then do they find Valdez? Search for Valdez?
It'll actually go automatically if you go enroll my child, click on that national website, enroll my child, and you put in your address and it finds us and goes right to my website.
It can't get any easier than that.
It's perfect.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. We hope people take advantage of this wonderful program. I can't believe 214 kids enrolled.
It is good news.